Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, you're live.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
What a great weekend!
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden teamed up to pass the Inflation Reduction Act, so inflation is canceled. It's over.
It's canceled!
Yeah.
Fantastic!
Exactly right. Inflation is done. It's gone.
All
right. It's out of here. Mm-hmm. That's right. You know what fixed it? More taxes.
I saw Stephen Miller out over the weekend. Stephen, I thought his head was going to explode. Welcome to the upside down world.
That's all you can do.
Always is the solution to things, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
On the upside, they didn't get the $4, $5, $6, $7 trillion deal they wanted, but they did get.
Half a trillion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
They did get what they... this is just another example of elections having consequences, folks.
I have a question for you guys. If corporations are, paying their fair share now, 15% corporate taxes, they pay those, right? That doesn't pass on to us.
No, yeah.
There won't be any effect on my grocery bill or any of that without...
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had to make sure because I think that I heard that. Yeah.
Positive. Total work.
It's one of the many questions I have.
Working with that one, Ken.
Yeah. I'm with you, buddy. Yeah.
Oh, man.
How many of you slept better after knowing that the Inflation Reduction Act had been passed?
Oh, like a baby. I was kicking and screaming and wetting the bed, and I slept like a baby.
I'm just amazed that you can just call something, just hobble together a bunch of crap and call it the Inflation Reduction Act, and they really think we're that stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's unbelievable.
You can somehow spend that kind of money and it'll reduce the deficit. Well, if you already added $3.8 trillion to it. Yeah.
So this is a little sliver of hope.
What could go wrong?
In the middle of this insanity. It's not going to reduce inflation.
What?
So, no.
Huh?
I know, Todd. I'm sorry. But it's not going to reduce inflation. And then what you're going to do is you're going to have people go, well, wait a minute. Kamala Harris came in and broke that tie.
Right.
Straight party line vote. Only Democrats voted for this. We completely own this. And it didn't reduce inflation. So basically they're throwing a Hail Mary here to get a bunch of crap they wanted in the... Literally giving tax breaks to people who want to buy electric vehicles. Do you know the average person who buys an electric vehicle makes over $150,000 a year? It's a spendy vehicle, so that doesn't surprise anybody, probably, does it? So, sounds like a tax break for the rich to me, doesn't it? $150,000 a year? And we want to give you a tax break. $369 billion in new spending. How do you spend more and reduce inflation? Somebody help me out there.
Or reduce the deficit.
Spend more, reduce.
Well, inflation. Your corporate welfare is over, Scotty. They're going to be paying their fair share now. Going to be 15% on that stuff.
Is that how that's going to work? Okay.
Be about $400 billion to keep prescription drug prices low for seniors. Who pays? Where'd that money come from?
Yeah.
And where does that go? Big Pharma doesn't eat those costs, do they?
So let me finish on the $369 billion. New spending for eco-left projects.
Oh, yeah.
Including additional tax breaks. There are already tax breaks that exist. Additional tax breaks for people who purchase electric vehicles. But the average person who buys an electric vehicle makes over $150,000 a year. They don't need the tax break to buy a vehicle.
But that's the average person. They're trying to get that bar lowered so that
I guess
a schlub like me can go over to Schwann and get the GMC Hummer EV or whichever.
By the way, when they talk about electric vehicles, do a little research on cobalt, where all the cobalt comes from and how much there is. That might wake you up a little bit.
You need cobalt for the batteries.
You need cobalt for the batteries, yeah. Yes. They don't have enough supply.
We have a good story, Kevin. Come on.
Yeah. They don't have enough supply to get to 2030 at the projected rates. Not even to probably 2025. They have like 4 years left of all the cobalt they can find in Congo.
Gasoline-powered Buick
yeah.
now, then.
Yeah, hold on to that for a while.
I will.
Now, the good news, I do have some good news in all this.
Really? Okay.
When they jam these things through and all vote one way, you know, in other words, it's a straight party line vote. They needed the Kamala Harris to ram this through. Generally, they don't work out as advertised, which they did this early on in the Biden administration, and the last one was going to reduce inflation. How'd that work out for us? Not yeah. so good. So that's the only thing here that you could call a little bit of a silver lining. There's no way this can do what they advertise it's going to do. Therefore, hang on, folks. Anyway, help is on the way. Joe Biden has tested negative for COVID, and we have an Inflation Reduction Act. Got to pass the House yet, so we'll get some folks over in the House to sign off on this as well.
John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, on his Twitter page, he said, "You are a special kind of stupid if you think you raise taxes and do all of this and expect to reduce the deficit and reduce inflation, reverse the recession." I mean, he's spot on.
If
unbelievable.
You'd like to react to this, tell us what's on your mind. Call 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. Larry, traveling I-94. Let's find out what's on your mind today.
Good morning, fellas. I'll tell you, there is so much stupid in Washington, D.C. It's unreal. You know, they're talking about raising taxes on corporations. As you said, that ain't going to get passed on to us. It's just like us that drive semis for a living and own them. There's the corporate profits that they project every quarter for these big companies that do service and sell trucks. Well, they keep raising their rates to meet their goals, which in return takes money out of our pockets, which presumably we start looking for other shops to fix it and at a lower rate, which is just exacerbates the situation. You quit going in there, they need more money, they raise rates. It was only a couple of years ago we were at 120 an hour labor. Now we're at 170 and better an hour. And our rates, they were still wanting to pay us at the beginning of this year the same rates they were paying us 12 years ago. That's a no-win situation. And you had a fellow on last Friday talking about trying to get loads moved and the lack of drivers and trucks. This is all tied together. You know, DOT they're trying to get under 21-year-olds so they could do interstate business. But I'm a local driver and do construction work and that. Now, I'm competing with them to try and find drivers. And you just can't do it. So here's a suggestion I had. Is at 16, 17 years old, a young person can get in his father's truck or a person he's working for on a farm, take a load of grain of 80,000 pounds, total weight of truck and trailer, and drive it to the elevator or wherever, and it's all legal without a CDL. Why don't we make a prorated CDL where we're working road construction out here Somebody can get a prorated CDL that don't have to go through the school to get their license. And another thing that happened instantaneously, when that law went into effect, the price to go to a school to get your CDL used to be $4,000 to $6,000. Now it's $6,000 to $9,000. And somebody trying to make a living sure as the heck probably don't have $6,000 laying around. And I do know that the state of North Dakota will help some people retrain. But, boy, we've got a ton of stupid in government. I'll let you guys speak. Sorry about it. I'm venting.
You're venting and making some good sense, Larry. Appreciate the call very much. We'll see if anybody else agrees with Larry's frustrations there.
Thank you.
Travel 994. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. 701-258-0550. Bottom of the hour. The Vikes are going to the Super Bowl. Take it to the bank. Our friend Vinny, the hot tub guy, Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, has some statistics to back up this prediction. So that and more, plus Ag Commissioner Doug Goring today on hemp. Stay tuned for all that coming up.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three, two, one. Back on What's On Your Mind to find out what is on your mind today. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk plenty of summer left. Splash around a little bit in a pool and extend summer into the fall months might not be a bad idea at all. Plus, Vikings might be going to the Super Bowl. That's the prediction. What, Todd? You mock
believe
the prediction.
I see it. Oh, and then the government took care of inflation too. What other line of garbage are you going to feed me this morning?
Inflation Reduction Act.
We don't have enough time on
it's
the
going
Vikings.
To happen.
Yeah, we don't have enough time.
Doug Gordon will be here.
I'm a born and bred Viking fan. I want to see it, but
we're all used to it.
Yeah.
Doug Goring will be here, Ag Commissioner, as well. So we got the good news. The Vikings are going to the Super Bowl, and Doug Goring is going to be here to follow up on a conversation last week related to hemp in North Dakota. So stay tuned for all that. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Here's what's for lunch today at Cafe USA locations at PetroServe USA. 12th and I-29, beefy noodles. Valley City, exit 292, head north once you come off the exit off I-94. Meatloaf or scallop potatoes. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, mac and beef or country fried steak today. Swedish meatballs are on the menu, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, or Glendon location. Chicken fettuccine, 45th and 9th Avenue, southwest there in Fargo. Any fresh baked muffin is 99 cents today. PetroServe USA. Texture says, Democrats are so creative in naming bills that have nothing to do with what's inside the mystery box bill. God help us. They are good at that.
It's the door number three bill. It's the door number two bill.
Right. Just we call it this, so therefore it is. Pixie dust. Texture says, if you have too much on your credit card, just charge more on it and you'll save money.
Perfect.
There you go.
That's perfect.
Come on, man.
Nails. There is hope, though. There is hope. I got to tell you. Was at the Weed Fest over the weekend. Thursday night, we came out of the tunnel under the road.
Okay.
And they were all a bunch of young people. I don't think any of them were over 30. Probably not even over 25. They're coming through the tunnel chanting, USA, USA, really loud. And I said, watch this. We were standing waiting for cheese curds. And they came out of the tunnel, and I just kind of under my breath, I said, let's go, Brandon! And without missing a beat, every one of them, let's go! They all went right into it. It was epic. Loved
nice.
It. So there was a lot of USA flags flying around, and that is real America, my friends, and they all seem to get it.
Texture says, maybe if we didn't have so many Republicans who spend most of their time going after Trump rather than fighting for the people who elected them. McConnell, Romney, Murkowski, Sass, Cheney, etc. We wouldn't have to deal with crappy legislation like this.
There's something to be said there.
They didn't need one Republican, though. Not one. Listener says, we might as well make the Hunger Games a reality. Maybe bring back the Roman Colosseum. Let's hope not.
Happy Hunger Games! And may the odds be ever in your favor.
Gives me the creeps.
I know, right?
Yikes. Another listener. There's no mistake about their decisions with passing that budget package. It is simply their plan for great wealth transfer. I wish I could point to some things they can undo if the Congress changes hands. But they're very good at entrenching this stuff into law. A group called Power the Future says history tells us that purely partisan bills jammed through in the dead of the night rarely work out as advertised. While every family will have to pay more because of this bill, only the rich and the politically connected will benefit. The Biden administration hasn't witnessed the hardships their policies have caused the American people, and they've responded with pleas to Saudi Arabia and calls for struggling Americans to buy $60,000 EVs. It's not surprising that their latest action doubles down on stupid and further punishes the American people with higher taxes and billions for their corporate donors. They know they're going to lose come November, so it's cram this down your throat time. But if it's called the Inflation Reduction Act, fellas, and it doesn't reduce inflation, then what?
Well, it's just an act. It doesn't mean it doesn't.
do you think it's worse come November if they pass a bill that says we're going to reduce inflation and inflation increases because they're spending more?
Fuel for the fire.
Maybe they don't care at this point. We're going to lose. We might as well lose big. I don't know. What do you think is happening here?
Oh, maybe they honestly think that this will have the desired effect. I mean,
Oh, they do. Here's Schumer over the weekend. He's all excited.
Oh, I know. He's all fired up.
Oh, yeah. This is the greatest thing ever.
He's all fired up.
That's a game, though. He has to. What else is he going to do? Act like
okay,
it just...
fine. So when the debates start in a few months, then we'll be able to say, okay, well, how did that work out?
That's what I'm saying. I think at this point they know they're going to lose and it only makes it worse. What do you think? Tell us at 701-258-0550. That's the number to weigh in on what's on your mind. You can text us at 701-237-1590. More of your comments. But Scott says, a listener, we were told time after time that the stuff in this anti-inflation bill wouldn't happen because Republicans compromised last year on spending. Who are the bigger fuel fools, Republicans for believing Democrats or voters believing Republicans? I know what you're talking about there, and that is that getting Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, Kristen Sinema, the Democrat from Arizona, to sign on to the actual infrastructure bill prevented them from getting what they wanted, which was a $1.6 trillion package. So this is not as bad as that was, but it's still bad.
You know, we're not in a recession.
What's
right?
The total number?
Listen, we're not?
No, we're
yeah,
in
we
a
are.
Trans. No, we are not. You didn't
yeah,
hear
we are.
The strong labor market is what we're looking at, right? That tells us
right?
Because of the strong labor market and that being in one of the many economic indicators mm-hmm. Shows us that
one
we are not in a recession.
Here we go.
That we are in a transition.
Uh-huh. I knew you'd love that.
That's what I'm saying.
We're in a transition.
You just redefine this stuff.
Come on. Yeah, just
you're
say,
good.
Yep.
Anyway, the listener is correct. That Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema ended up caving to the pressure from Chuck Schumer and the left.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Thankfully, at the 11th hour before the November election, it's a lot lower than it could have been. Doesn't make it any more fun. Something needs to be done about the twice-a-week COVID testing in nursing homes. Does nothing but add stress to people already pushed to the limits. Are they still doing that? You kidding me? We'll dig into that one for a future program here for you, okay? Much appreciated. Vikings may go to the Super Bowl, but as spectators, go Packers. We're going to find out about
what?
This prediction when we come back. Don't go away.
When it comes to your next egg project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams blasted Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Sunday after more buses of illegal immigrants arrived in the Big Apple, where he accused the governor of using innocent people as political pawns to manufacture a crisis. The U.S. Senate on Sunday passed a massive spending bill intended to fight climate change, lower drug prices, raise corporate taxes, and hire an army of IRS agents to squeeze more taxes out of American wallets. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, after the 51-50 vote, with zero Republican support.
Joeflation, as some people call it,
will now refer to Joe Manchin, not President Biden. It takes a special kind of stupid, in my judgment, to raise taxes during both a recession and inflation.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
More than ever, we must support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. So switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call their all-U.S.-based customer service team. They're so helpful. They make everything so easy, because I know you think, oh, I want to switch, but it's such a pain. It's not. They really make it all easy. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. All right. Amid all these conversations about higher taxes and falsely named inflation reduction acts, we thought we'd talk about something kind of fun. And that is the Minnesota Vikings going to the Super Bowl.
Boy, did I get a lot of love wearing my Thielen jersey around DL at WeFest on Saturday.
Imagine that. It's the right place to wear it.
You bet.
Exactly right. Vince Webker is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. The guy that makes summer oh so fun. You texted me that the Vikings are going to the Super Bowl. Now, I'm thinking, here we are in August, and the Vikings are going to the Super Bowl. What's got you thinking about this? You got something to back this up now, I understand.
Yeah, I do, and I was just...
This isn't fantasy that happened in the sauna that you dreamed up. This is
well,
there's data.
Hallucination or something?
There. Yeah, right, yeah.
The sauna does help you think better, by the way.
True.
So
true.
I guess we can attribute some of it to that. But I just finished my big bike ride across Iowa, and a lot of Packer fans, a lot of Chiefs fans, and I couldn't hear the audio, but I was watching ESPN. There were six guys on doing their breakdown of the NFC. And they had six different teams as favorites to go to the Super Bowl. And I'm like thinking, do you guys not do any homework at all? And like my wife says, you say every year the Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl. I'm like, I actually do not. I never said they're going to win the Super Bowl this year, but I know they're going to go to the Super Bowl. And here's why. If you look at 2000 last year, they were the only team in NFL history to lead by 7 points or more in 16 games and did not make the playoffs. When they lost to the Bengals week 1 in overtime, everybody's like, well, that's the Bengals. And I said, well, what if the Bengals go to the Super Bowl? We lost to the Bengals on the last play. We lost to the Rams on the last play. Both of those teams, of course, were in the Super Bowl. Now, looking forward to 2022, first time in Viking history, they have 9 home games. only 7 road games and 1 game against the Saints on neutral field in London. So, you know, you take care of your business at home, and you win a couple on the road, and it's laid out right in front of you. Couple home playoff games right to the Super Bowl. And also looking at last year, you had a head coach and a GM that didn't talk to one another, and then your quarterback and head coach didn't get along, and still the Vikings managed to almost 500. So that's a very toxic environment that's been replaced by new management, new head coach, new and that head coach, by the way, not that this matters, grew up. This ties into the hot tub part of it with Steve Hammack. He was the 44-year president of Hot Spring Spas. He just retired this year. But when the Vikings hired him as Kevin O'Connell as the head coach, he said, I watched him grow up in front of me in mass every Sunday for 14 years. So we got a little karma going there, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, so
that's
it's pretty cool.
Story.
But so when I say the Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl every year, I don't. I'm telling you, they're going this year, and
they're going to be there.
They're going to be there.
Okay, and largely because they were cheated out of it last year.
They're a very good team. They were good last year. They're going to be great this year. The home, you know, home field in the NFL is huge. Never before have they had 9 home games, and that's the way the new NFL schedule works, and only 7 road games. So you take care of business at home. 1 week at a time, and the red carpet's rolled out for you right up to the big game.
All right,
okay, brother.
Hang on a second here now. If you want to poke some holes in the theory here, you're welcome to do so at 258-0550. I sense some skepticism in the other room there from K-Fly.
I love where your head's at. I do every year. But I a couple of factors. I don't know that we have the D to get to the Super Bowl. We'll see how the draft went, how they did in free agency. There's a lot of questions. And I'm with Hallstrom, man. Hallstrom made a great point. Cousins just isn't a winner. He just doesn't strike me as a guy that can put the nail in the coffin and finish the job.
Maybe
he'll come out. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with that a little bit. I think he's a top 5 NFL quarterback.
His numbers say it.
Yeah, he never misses a game. You know, let's put him with the right head coach. Zimmer was a defensive mind.
True.
And those two didn't get along. And from what I know so far, Kevin O'Connell and Kirk Cousins have a great relationship. And it's not do this my way. It's like, what do you think? What do you think based on what you need we could put on paper to accomplish, you know, our offensive plan going forward? So, and this is true to Minnesota, right? I always say Minnesota sports is like Mary Tyler Moore throwing up her hat. We're gonna make it after all.
Yeah.
And then she steps off the curb, gets hit by a bus.
Did that happen? I missed that.
No.
Well, that's
okay. Theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically. So, you know, what was doesn't mean it always has to be.
Oh, no doubt.
I'm pretty excited about, you know, I'm a season ticket holder of the Vikings. I got to watch firsthand them lose almost every game in the last play last year. And, you know, again, if you start with that toxic environment, and we know from running a business what, you know, what culture means, what positive attitudes mean, you know, what you can do more with positive than negative, and I think that's going to play out well this year. And again,
so it's actually good they lost a few games in the last play of the year, because then, you know, you got a change in the culture.
Is it wrong that two names glare through my brain, right? Gary Anderson and Blair Walsh right now?
Again, the past is the past.
Yeah.
You know, we can't live there.
I get it.
And so we're I'm very optimistic, and again, if you look at the schedule, it's very, very favorable.
Yeah, the 9-7 thing makes some sense.
Yep.
9 home games, you're saying that's the most in how long for the Vikes?
They've never had that before. It's always been a 16-game schedule. Now it's 17. They do one less preseason game. So last year the Vikings had 9 road games, 8 home games. This year, because of the game to London, they only have 7 road games. Well, you could count the London one, but that's a neutral site. And then 9 home games. And that's, in the NFL, that's huge. And if all else fails, you know, get a hot tub.
True. We're going to get to that in a minute here. Listener says the only thing they make in Wisconsin is Famunda cheese. Skol. All right.
Amen.
The trash talking has begun here, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
Well, it's interesting, too, because the die is going to be cast week one. We play, we open up September 11th at home against Green Bay. And if we can, and I feel confident we'll win that one, we're off and running.
258-0550, if you have a differing opinion here or want to join in on this bold prediction here. Listener says, I grew up in the Bud Grant era, left when Denny Green came, became a Packer fan, and now I have a bounce in my step. I'm an NFL owner now. These cheeseheads never stop.
Nope.
Never stop. You got to love their passion, don't you?
Yeah, it's fun. It's a great rivalry. They're actually great fans. I enjoy the Green Bay game. It's fun.
It's a great rivalry.
We hug it out.
Different listener says they'll be watching again on the sidelines. Disagreeing with your prediction here.
Well, that's true. You can only have 11 players on the field at one time. So some of them will be on the sideline watching. But
Scott, did you hear that Ziggy Wolf is going to move the Vikings to the Philippines? They're going to be called the Manila Folders. Boy,
that's a new one. Wow. I thought I'd heard them all.
The lack of disrespect is unbelievable. Hopefully so, says another listener. Go Vikings.
Go Vikings.
So that's the closest thing to a attaboy as you got so far. South Dakota listener says, I hope the Vikings can get good seats for the Super Bowl. There you go again. Vikings, Super Bowl. Talk about a team that can snatch defeat from the Hawks of victory. You're not disagreeing with that from last year.
Right.
But that's your reasoning on why this year is going to be... It can't possibly have that bad of...
I'm really just saying if... And I'm not like one of the ESPN guys, right? But if you would kind of just do your homework and look at, you know, look at the NFC and look at the Vikings, what they did last year, again... No team in NFL history led by 7 points or more in 16 games and did not make the playoffs. Look at their environment, and then look at the way the schedule's laying out this year. They're, you know, you got a veteran quarterback back, and how many teams wish they had a starting quarterback that's been around and proven? And I know many don't like Kirk Cousins, but... I think he's in the top five of NFL quarterbacks, and we'll see what he can do with an offensive head coach. And
a collaborative coach.
Correct.
Rather than a jerk.
At any rate.
Zimmer was a joke. I mean, not a joke. He was a jerk.
Yeah, I think he wore out his welcome.
He was a jerk. He was kind of just a cranky jerk.
Yep.
Right?
Can be.
Yeah. What's he doing now besides counting his money?
I heard he's hanging around the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, that's just, I heard that from a resident of Cincinnati, but...
Going to stay in the game.
Yep.
You were going to say something else.
I don't think Zim ever had the locker room was his problem. I think he's a great football mind. I think some of the guys really bought in, but he just... I think that's one thing that Kevin O'Connell will really bring is he's a player's guy. He'll have the locker room. And if you have the locker room, you have every chance, but... Man, getting by the Rams, look at some of the NFC. I mean, then we got to get by the Bills or the Chiefs, whoever would be in the Super Bowl. I mean, it can be done. They certainly have the facility and the talent to do it. It's just a question. It's always a question of bringing it all together.
All right, one more segment of fun. We're stepping out of the...
I'm stealing that Manila folder, by the way. That's a pretty good one.
Depressing headlines. And we're predicting the Vikes will be in the Super Bowl, so weigh in. Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Let's talk about summer extending into fall when we come back. Still time to get a splash pool in the backyard, isn't there?
Yes, it is.
We'll do that next on What's On Your Mind. 258-0550. Call us.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0111. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Nothing says go bison like NDSU apparel. And right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 3 for $6. Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag, $10.99. Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents. And my favorite, salted nut rolls, 4 for $1. Twizzler strawberry twist, $1.69 too. Any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, 79 cents. All this and more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. But without much of a framework, certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You're not getting a lot of encouragement in our text tally here. You're not dissuaded by that at all, are you?
I tell you what, if they don't make the playoffs, I'll come back here, or the Super Bowl, I'll come back here and take my verbal beating.
Okay.
But on the other hand, when they go,
you want a victory lap?
Do I get a victory lap?
The brilliance will be celebrated on the early call, no doubt.
Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here with a bold prediction. The Vikings will be in a Super Bowl. And if you want to challenge that or cheerlead a little along with Vince, have at it. 258-0550 to call us on What's On Your Mind. Listeners weighing in by text. Hopefully the days of Fran Tarkington and Alan Page are back. Maybe. Bud Grant was a motivator. Right? He was a good motivator.
Yeah, it was a different era, right? They kept their players. Players didn't jump all over the league. You were a Viking, once a Viking, always a Viking. So they had a little more stability, and but it's changed, right? So free agency, You know, that's why I don't buy a jersey anymore with a specific player, because here today, gone tomorrow. So it's a different time.
This is a little more encouraging note. Just once before I die, please.
It's coming.
Zimmer's gone. Kevin O'Connell knows what it takes to win a Super Bowl. Go Vikes.
Yeah, a guy could write an article on it, right? Tampa Bay, they've won a couple Super Bowls. They weren't even in the league the last time the Vikings went to the Super Bowl.
Have you read the book, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Yes.
Yes. One of the few Viking books that are out there. That's the title.
We've had plenty of all of that.
Yes.
Yeah. Depends on the era. So it is now August 8th, but there's plenty of summer left, right?
There is.
And one way to extend summer, September, we have a lot of nice days, sometimes even October,
yeah,
would be a pool.
Would be.
A splash pool.
And we have them in stock. And the good news with the splash pool, because we had to buy truckloads, not only are we at the same price on the splash pool that we were 3 years ago, but we've also dropped it, you know, heading into the final third of summer. So it's a great time to invest in a splash pool.
Sounds like an inflation buster right there.
Everything
else is going up in price.
This went down. So
yeah.
It's a good time to... And you know what? Let's say you don't want to set it up this year. It's something, yeah, we've been thinking about it. Definitely want to have one for next year. It's while it's big in your backyard when it's set up, the storage of the pool is actually, you know, you could set it on a 4x4 pallet. So it's very space-saving item that you could buy now, store for the winter, and set up in the spring. Or set it up this fall, have it ready to go in the spring. But it's a great time. We have great financing. They're in stock. And again, it's only August. That's a third of the summer left. So I see a lot of mid-80 to 90 days yet this year.
That's a good point. And we're so quick to say, oh, it's August, summer's over, and, you know, lament the fact that the calendar is not on our side. But you're right. There's a third of summer left.
Yeah.
Soak it in. And how about hot tubs and saunas? Good selection in stock still?
You know, the hot tubs are still a little limited. They are coming in. We do have some available. On that note, too, seasonality, patio furniture, because of how hard that's been to get, we got that later in the season. So we have a lot of Tropitome patio furniture in stock. Would love to make you a deal on that.
The best stuff ever.
It is. It's better than my furniture in the house.
You know what else is nice about those? The fire tables?
Yeah, we have them.
You're using those well into fall.
Amen. 90,000 BTUs just last night sat out by the fire, and it's cooler out, right? But that 90,000 BTU just warms you up, and, you know, it was a great evening to be outside and, you know, enjoying now versus January out on your deck. So
tell folks why they should get a sauna.
Miracle of the medical world. You're going to discover that everything. I mean, we talked about Dr. Rhonda Patrick, 45-minute podcast where she talks about how the sauna is going to be the miracle of the medical world. And every podcast, everywhere you look, from Rogan to... They're all Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins now is on. We all know Tony Robbins, right?
He's on it. Energizer Bunny doesn't stop.
That's all he wants to talk about now is a sauna. So there's some. Would love to, you know, share. We could talk for 3 hours on the benefits of a sauna. As I always say, the short version is, you know, give me the ability to induce a fever. I can cure any illness. That was Hippocrates in 400 BC. That's what you're basically doing when you sit in a sauna every day. You're giving yourself an artificial fever. The body reacts. Good things happen. You're detoxifying. Your blood flows better. You're sweating out the bad. So a lot of great benefits.
In stock, and you can deliver those.
Yes.
Good financing plans?
Great financing plans, including 60 months, no interest, no payments. 60 months, no interest with payments.
Best news is every day is made better.
It is, truly. You get out better than you got in every single time. You're better.
Live better, live longer. Not every day somebody can offer you that.
No.
But they can at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I know because Marie and I love it. Absolutely love it. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're in West Fargo, right next to Spitfire. They're in Bismarck on the expressway there. Right by Walmart. and in Grand Forks in front of the Grand Cities Mall. Just tell them Scott sent you. And come talk a little Vikings football, too.
Love to.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
This is the year. Thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. When we come back, Jack Maxey, the Hunter laptop guy. What's the latest on the Hunter laptop? Plus, Ag Commissioner Doug Goring still to come on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Nothing says go Bison like NDSU apparel, and right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off, Red Bull 12-ounce cans 3 for $6, Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag $10.99, Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents, and my favorite, salted nut rolls 4 for $1, Twizzler strawberry twist $1.69 too, any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop 79 cents, all this and more at a PetroServe USA near you.
It's another...
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get or due to eating an unhealthy diet or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.